أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما. ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed some aspects of the day of Qiyamah. On the one hand, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His great power and might, that mountains will all be blasted into pieces and blown around, and the condition of the people on the day of Qiyamah will be such that no one will ever raise their voice. Those that walk to the Hashr, to the resurrection, will be walking with sounds of the feet being very low and very soft. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about shafa'at and intercession, that no one will be able to intercede in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two conditions. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to give permission for them to intercede, and that will be that person that obviously our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be amongst the greatest of intercessors. Then in the hadith it comes, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and it is obvious that only that person can intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who himself does not require any intercession. For the people whose intercession will be accepted, وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا, that for whom the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased insofar as His word is concerned. And this word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is the kalima la ilaha illallah. So hence, those people that have brought iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept intercession on their behalf. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and here He speaks about His great knowledge, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what lies ahead of them, وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, and what was behind them. On the day of Qiyamah, no person will have knowledge about what lies ahead for him. Right now, as we sit here in this material world, we don't know what we are going to be overcome with tomorrow, what challenges we are going to be facing. All that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going further, that what will happen to us in the hereafter, we can only hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the reality is what lies ahead, that is not in our knowledge. So if we can just internalize this, picture this, that we stand on the day of Qiyamah, what lies ahead for us, what will be the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we going to get our book of deeds in our right hands or our left hands? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to deal with us with His mercy, or is it going to be otherwise? Whether the decision is going to be Jannat or Jahannam, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has that knowledge. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, and what was behind them, that when we stand on the day of Qiyamah, what our life was, and what the lives of each and every individual was, what actions we carried out that were accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not know. We performed our salat now. Do we know whether it is accepted by Allah? We can only hope, brothers. So that is the knowledge that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا, and man cannot encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this matter, that insan, you do not have any knowledge whatsoever. So what we need to do is put our hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive for in the cause of Allah Rabbul Izzat, trying to please our Lord Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوحُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all faces shall be humbled in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلْحَيِّ, Allah who is ever living, Al-Qayyum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is eternal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sees to the needs of each and every one of His creation. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the faces humbling, that even Fir'aun in this world claimed to be God, whether it was Haman, whether it was Qarun, the kings of this world, the presidents of this world, the prime ministers of this world, the rich and arrogant of this world, and all those who are poor and who are not by the means, each face will be humbled. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. No one will be able to place their faces up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a degree of pride whatsoever. All that will be gone because of the great majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the owner, and Allah is the supreme in this world also. Allah's majesty was not going to be altered. But here in this world, Allah had given us, and Allah has given us some form of status. Allah has given us some form of power, whether it is in our own homes, in our own businesses. But each one of us have some form of power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Day on the day of Qiyamah, we will not be regarded as fathers. We will not be regarded as the bosses. We will not be regarded as the ministers or the counselors. We will not be regarded as the imams and the maulanas. Everything will come to an end. There will be no titles. There, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty will be supreme, and there will be nobody else that will have any status whatsoever. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person that carries zulm, oppression, that person will be at a loss, that person will fail. Yet zulm, one is oppression insofar as our iman is concerned, and that oppression of iman is kufr. And then oppression as far as fellow beings are concerned, all that has been included, that whoever had an atom's bit of oppression, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran is kareem, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that certainly shirk is a great zulm and great oppression. So all that will be total failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about these faces, and Allah says this is the one kind of face that will have to come on the day of Qiyamah. And the second is, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and whoever practice righteously. And here again and again we have said this, that the practice of righteousness, to practice according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it requires ikhlas and sincerity. It has to be in accordance to the commandments of Allah. It has to be in accordance to the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whilst he is in a state of iman, a person carries out these righteous actions. فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا, that person will have absolutely no fear of any zulm, of any oppression, and at the same time, he will not have any fear of incurring any loss. Here, whatever wrongs one did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not over-punish a person. And on the other hand, whatever rights a person did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be deficient, and Allah will never give him any shortfalls insofar as his reward is concerned. Each thing will be accurately measured by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Friends, what we can hope for is not justice on the day of Qiyamah in the courts of Allah, but what we can hope for, inshallah, is the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's justice, what can we place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hence, rather, we hope for the fadl of Allah, and let us carry out these deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to carry. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.